With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the show, LSU football fans. We're asking you, is it time to have a little more patience with Coach Ed Orgeron and this LSU football program with what he's showing us in recruiting? Tough year last year with recruiting, but getting Joe Burrow via transfer, Terrence Alexander. Now he's starting to shore up the in-state base for this recruiting. Such a big year in-state this next year. Getting Derek Stingley Jr. yesterday to commit, I think it was huge. And let's bring on in Billy Embody to talk about it. Billy covers LSU recruiting for 24/7 Sports and Go247.com. Billy, welcome back to the show. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
I'm great. I think LSU Nation doing a lot better the last 24 hours or so. Let's talk about the Stingley side. I'm trying to get everybody's opinion on this. There's a little bit of differentiation among what scouts think about this kid. Everybody thinks he's good. Just how good is the question? What do you think, Bill?
Oh, I think he's right up there with Patrick Peterson in terms of the expectations, and he's right up there with him in terms of where he's ranked coming out of high school as well. Now, you know, there's still a few more months and things can change, but he's a bona fide 5-star, top 10 overall prospect, and that's what Peterson ended up being. And in terms of, you know, need to for the team, I mean, you don't sign a true cornerback in the 2018 class, and you lose Terrence Alexander, who's a grad transfer next year, and probably lose Greedy Williams to the draft. You need Derek Stingley, and he's the best corner in the country, and he's shown over the last few months that it might not even be that close.
Yeah, and you mentioned Patrick Peterson there. A lot of people comparing him to very highly recruited, highly touted cornerbacks coming to LSU. He looks a little bit different body-wise than Patrick Peterson did when he came in. Billy, do you think the comparisons are fair?
Yeah, I do. I mean, and just even, you know, Derek being able to contribute in the return game as well. I mean, that's something that isn't really talked about too much just because he's so good as a true cover corner. He'll be able to do that as well for LSU and contribute in that way. So, the comparisons are fair. The expectations are going to be really, really high for Derek Stingley to come right in and start and contribute at a high level. And they're fair with him enrolling early and just the kind of prospect he looks like coming out of high school.
You know, everybody, every single day, LSU fans want to know, how's the in-state recruiting going? Can you give us an update on the other top guys across the state?
Yeah, well, LSU now has two of the three top players in the state committed. The other one that is still out there is Ishmael Sopcher. He's the 5-star defensive tackle out of A Meet. He's probably going to take his decision all the way to National Signing Day. LSU remains right in the hunt for him. And two prospects with upcoming commitment dates that are probably, I would say, going to be firmly in the top seven overall players in the state are Destrehan running back John Emery and John Arrett linebacker Dante Starks. LSU both heavily in the mix for both of those guys. I think LSU should land Dante Starks, the number one linebacker in the state, on July 8th. And then on July 7th, Emery will probably decide between LSU and Mississippi State, and he's really kept it quiet since announcing that commitment date, so we'll see which way he goes.
Is there any worry at all that these guys pull what Patrick Surtain did? I know Surtain wasn't an official commitment or anything when he surprised everybody last minute and went over to Alabama on signing day. Is there any chance that should things fall apart here that you're worried about guys like Stingley, other big guys, heading elsewhere?
I'm not too concerned about Stingley or Cardell Thomas and Tyrion Davis, guys like that in the state that, you know, have bled purple and gold since growing up, and with Cardell especially being the type of recruiter he is for the class, and Stingley planning to do that as well. Stingley's planning to enroll early too, so his recruitment will really be pretty wrapped up. You know, it already is wrapped up, but he's going to have to, you know, make sure that he's signed and all that stuff, you know, in relatively early December. So I don't see him going elsewhere.
Talking to Billy Embody about LSU football here. He covers LSU recruiting for 24/7 Sports and go247.com. You know, something I'm discussing here on the show is, and we're asking our audience, Bill, is do LSU football fans need to have a little more patience with Coach O? Is he showing you something here recruiting-wise? You mentioned Terrence Alexander, the grad transfer from Stanford. Obviously, he had his fingerprints all over Joe Burrow. I know he made a hire that helped that process a little bit. But is it time here for LSU fans to just have a little more patience and, well, for lack of a better phrase here, trust the process, I guess, on draft night?
Well, the issue is that he did go get Joe Burrow, so it's going to be tough to kind of walk them back from some high expectations. And for me, especially with the way the defense looks this year coming in, even with, you know, the thin numbers at cornerback, the front seven is going to be as good as it's been in several years now. But it all depends on Joe Burrow. And I do think LSU fans do need to trust the process a little bit more. This 2019 recruiting class is what this program has been building towards since that Ogeron was hired. And the 2019 season has been what they've been building for since Ed Ogeron was hired. There were a lot of issues with this roster makeup when he took over, and he's for the most part addressed them. The one thing is right now is running back's a little thin. Corner is going to be addressed in the 2019 class as well as running back. But the defensive and offensive lines look completely different. The talent at wide receiver is still there. He just has done a really, really nice job reworking the roster. And so, you know, if not 2018, 2019 is that year where, you know, the 10-win SEC West type expectations should be there.
What's your personal expectations for this team? Not what's coming from inside the program or the fan base, but what do you expect to happen this year with that schedule that, look, it's a little bit of a bear for this team?
I could see 8 wins. I could see 7 wins right in there. I mean, it's just, like you said, the schedule is very difficult. A lot of that will depend on if they can go into Jerry World on Labor Day weekend and beat Miami. That'll, A, raise expectations if that happens, but, B, give them a nice start. And then from there, you've got Georgia, you've got Auburn, you've got State, you've got Texas A&M, Alabama. I mean, every game is going to be a battle. Florida. So they're going to have to, you know, get that early bit of momentum in the season to, you know, potentially exceed expectations. But right now, I think 7 to 8 wins, probably more 8 is right around what I would expect.
Do you think the new redshirt rules have any effects here, benefit LSU, or maybe it doesn't move the needle at all? Maybe a guy like Miles Brennan, should he not win this job, they play him in a few games and end up redshirting him. Does this help LSU in these schools, or does it not really matter in the long run?
Yeah, actually, I was working on a story, you know, the last couple of days about that and how it can benefit LSU, and just looking at some of the players that, you know, even might be a little older. You never know how kind of things shake out there. But you look at Miles Brennan, and if Joe Burrow wins the job, they can play him in an out of conference game and get him, you know, plenty of playing time. And then, you know, if they're either winning or they're down, they don't, you know, feel bad about putting him in against an SEC team. Get some snaps. And then, I mean, you can let Lowell Narcisse take the rest of the cleanup duty and let him develop a little bit. Or, you know, there's Justin McMillan. But Lowell Narcisse can now get some snaps in some games rather than, you know, Miles Brennan taking all of those, and he can end up still redshirting.
Well, it was a great day yesterday for LSU with the Stingley Shine, and we expect many more of these days over the next 8 months or so, Bill. Really appreciate the time tonight. Love your analysis.
Thanks for having me on.
There he goes, Billy Embody, covering LSU recruiting for 24/7 Sports. And again, go247.com. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Billy Embody. We got to take a break for CBS News. When we come back, let's transition. We'll get into our daily World Cup update. We had a lot of fun with this. Even if you're not a soccer fan, even if you consider yourself a soccer hater, I think you'll have fun with us with this. We play some of these ridiculous goal calls. And today, not a lot of good news for Lionel Messi in Argentina. We'll have the highlights for you coming up after the break.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.